160. Deciding to try. Then one day, just after getting off the phone with my daughter, who was having problems adjusting to living off campus, I glanced through some odds and ends in an old desk drawer. There was a picture of Ursula. I whistled under my breath and became occupied again with thoughts of what might have been. My daughter had just made an offhand remark about getting out and trying to date again. It had been 2 years since my wife died. I had taken one woman out off and on, but that relationship was null and void of any future possibilities. She had just remarried another man herself, and so I thought that of all times, maybe now was a good time to try and contact Ursula again. When I told my daughter, she didn't object to the idea, and she didn't think it would be off color to contact her even if she was married or something. That put me out of sorts. What if she was married? Why wouldn't she be? Well, if she were, then I would be off the hook for trying to start something. And so I started to look for her telephone number. When I found it, I was surprised. She was nowhere near as far away as I had thought. She lived just across town. And what was of special note was that she lived on the same street we lived on when we were young. For some reason, I had thought she might live far away or out of state. But here she was, just like me, still in the same old town. Now I had to call her.